Uncensored.
For your coach to have your back like that and trust you like that, how does that feel?
Man, it's a blessing, man. This is one of the first times that I've had in 4 years, really. You know, so I'm really blessed to be with him and his who he brought, his coaches that he going to have with us, man. We ready to get rocking and rolling.
Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings, the home of the 2019 Bucks Uncensored Draft Party at the South Tampa location, April 25th and 26th. They're also the home of my favorite wings, the traditional lemon pepper wings. No matter what style you like, boneless or traditional, or any of their outstanding sauces and dry rubs, Buffalo Wild Wings is the place to go for any sporting event, including Lightning hockey, as we launch into the second half of the season for the NHL. And you know it's going to be rocking all offseason for the NFL leading up to the NFL draft. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. If you are in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, stop what you're doing and get your ass over to Mastro Subaru. A huge selection of pre-owned vehicles, and of course, they're all new Subarus, fresh off the truck and ready for you to come and test drive. Listen, there is no dealership out there that is giving you a discount for being a fan. And that's what you get. You go to Mastro Subaru, tell them you're a member of the Bucks Mob, and you get money off your car. I've never heard of something like this. Mastro Subaru with two locations, one in Orlando, the other right here in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue near the Veterans Expressway. Mastro Subaru, and check them out online, their entire inventory at MastroSubaru.com.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home. 'Cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
I'm not about building, I'm about reloading.
Bucks Uncensored! Bucks Uncensored!
As far as goals go, we have one, putting a fucking ring on our finger.
He said, "Coach, how's it feel to be the coolest coach in the NFL?" I said, "Just being me."
We have entered a little bit of a lull in the NFL calendar. I know a lot of you have already taken in the Alliance. Everyone's all in on the Apollos. Great. I did not watch the first game of the new league, but I'm sure I will. I've already got my friends texted me about going over to Orlando to a game, so who knows? All I know is that we are in a lull, but we've got some good stuff to talk about. This is Bucks Uncensored. I'm Justin Pulowski. Two times a week, barring I'm not traveling a shit ton during a month, so thanks for bearing with me in January. February looks pretty good, so we should be good to go over the next few weeks. Podcast normally pops on Mondays and Wednesdays all throughout the offseason, all throughout the season. I'm your host for each of the episodes, the host of this podcast, Justin Pulowski, and this podcast, part of the JoeBucksFan.com podcast network, whether it's this podcast, Ira Kaufman, The Joes, Bobby Fenton, or Todd Wright, or any of the other fantastic podcasts they have there at JoeBucksFan.com. It's a great network. And it all leads up to a huge event and party where everyone's invited. No cover charge. It's all free. Come on out. Have a good time with us at the 2019 Bucks Uncensored Draft Party at the Buffalo Wild Wings in South Tampa. Just about 10 minutes south of the stadium on Dale Mabry. We are in the process of possibly securing 100 rooms at the same hotel we were at last year for a discounted price. My buddy Harold is taking over with that, so 100 is very aggressive, but I guess that's quite a challenge to everyone. Now, granted, we've got our buddy coming all the way from Houston, Brent, who's borrowing his wife's Suburban and is picking up anyone between there and here and then taking them back. And he's already got somebody in Houston and Dallas, strangers he's never met before, that he's going to pick up and bring to the Bucks Uncensored draft party. And thus, we launch into the offseason. We've got a great little early free agent appetizer for you from Jenna Lane of ESPN, who wrote a lot of details on some of the players the Bucks could go after. I'm going to go through each of those players here in a moment. Many of you have probably read the article, and I'll tell you whether or not, yay or nay, I believe the Bucks will go after those players. And I think 100% yes on some, and I hate to say 100% no on others. I feel like some, I'm like, I'd be shocked if they didn't. But I would not be shocked if they went after all of them. Does that make sense? So it's hard for me to say 100% no because I'm like, they all make sense. But there are a few that I'm like, if you don't go after these guys, I don't know what you're thinking. So we'll get into that in a moment. But did you hear the beginning of the podcast? You know, I still got some people that are, you know, throwing out all those BS surface level media hit pieces on Jameis. But the fact of the matter is, what Jameis Winston just said at the beginning of the podcast, and I'm going to play the entire clip here where Bruce Arians is interviewed and then Jameis Winston is interviewed. But Jameis was asked, and you'll hear it in the extended clip, about having a coach that believes in him. And he said this is the first time in 4 years that he's had a coach like that. Here's the entire clip. Bruce Arians first, followed by Jameis Winston.
You're with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. How excited are you about this team? What drove you to this team?
Well, it started with ownership, then general manager Jason Light, and then Jameis Winston. I mean, I've known Jameis since he was in the 10th grade, and I just really look forward to building this football team into a contender.
You said you went to Tampa Bay, and you know, you've been in the NFL for a while. You've seen the NFL change as far as offenses, the way it's gone. It's a run lead, then a pass happy lead. How are you able to stay consistent and still be relevant and great at it?
Well, you do what your players can do. That's what coaching really is. It's not systems, it's people. And you do what the players can do best and make your team.
I asked him why did he come to Tampa Bay. He talked about management, but he said Jameis Winston. For your coach to have your back like that and trust you like that, how does that feel?
Man, it's a blessing, man. This is one of the first times I've had it in 4 years, really. You know, so I'm really blessed to be with him and his coaches that he's going to have with us, man. We ready to get rocking and rolling.
So I got to ask you, man, you got the coach you want. The offense is now. You got a wide receiver. Is it time for Tampa Bay to rise up right now?
Oh, it's been time. It's been time for us to rise up. Now we just got to do it.
You know, it's there's two ways to look at situations like that. Is competition brings out the most in people. Blah, 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 rah, rah. You know, another thing that is good is loyalty. You know, you're seeing the difference in coaching styles. Dirk Cutter, never been an NFL head coach, average offensive coordinator. Maybe slightly above average in terms of yards or whatnot. But he's not an offensive coordinator that's reinventing the game or striking fear into anyone. And then you got a guy, Bruce Arians, who's been a tremendously successful offensive coordinator and a successful head coach. One wants to play with the mind. You know, and that's the other thing. Well, Jameis, you hear people say, well, Jameis, he's weak. He's weak mentally. He can't take it.
He's not smart enough. He's not this. He's not that. You know, some people also forget he's in his early 20s and his head coach is fucking with his brain, right? Bruce Arians comes in and says, no, we're not playing this game. We're not opening it up for a debate in the locker room. Jameis Winston's our quarterback, period. If Ryan Fitzpatrick wants to stick around, that's fine. He's backup. I mean, that's a coach coming in, dictating what it's going to be like and how it's going to work. And you can either accept it or get the fuck out. Yeah, I think this is going to go further than anyone realizes. And it's one thing for one person to be saying it on one podcast to thousands of people. But I'll continue to say it again. What was going on behind the scenes in fucking with the brain of Jameis Winston to the point where he was having to coach himself, where he at home had to coach himself to come back? The coaches weren't working with him when Fitzpatrick was in last season. Jameis Winston took it upon himself to scale it back. Took it upon himself to go play by play, to protect the football, to stay within himself, to not push him to do things outside of what he was comfortable of doing. Self-admittedly, pressing to keep up with Ryan Fitzpatrick, he had a head coach who's been an offensive coordinator, an offensive coordinator in Todd Monken, and a quarterback's coach, and none of them were working with him to fix his issues early in the season, where he was pressing, where he was trying to match Fitzpatrick play for play. That's where a true head coach steps in and says, yo, stop trying to be somebody you're not. It's as simple as that. But for those of you older, I'm in my late 30s, and I would say half my team is probably in their mid-20s. In a sales atmosphere. So they're not even in their early 20s. They're in their mid-20s. But sometimes you say one phrase like that and it connects with somebody who's young and up and coming. It doesn't matter the profession. Okay, 22 is 22 no matter where the fuck you are. 23, 24. It doesn't matter. And so for Jameis Winston, when people want to say he's immature, to have the maturity to coach himself and step in after being benched and his coaches completely ignoring him and casting him aside, and then for him to come in and play the way he did in the last 7 games, no wonder Bruce Arians is excited. Jameis Winston had a bigger battle in his own locker room in his building than he had Sunday after Sunday against the opponent. For a guy who was already, listen, we all know this, right? Coming into the NFL at such a young age with all the turmoil that had happened at Florida State, yeah, there had to be some questions about him mentally. But then to draft him, and yes, Lovie Smith was still the head coach. Dirk Cutter was the offensive coordinator. But then for Dirk Cutter to take over and fuck with the guy mentally? Not sure how that makes sense. It didn't make sense. And that's why Jameis Winston comes out. And I don't think he was thankful that a head coach finally did come out and say, he's my guy. Finally did show him some loyalty. Believe in him. Say, hey, we're going to build around him. Not trying, like, fuck with his psyche a little bit. Now, listen. Everyone responds to different management styles and motivation tactics. But I'm like Jameis in this regard. Don't fuck with me mentally. Don't try and push my buttons. Okay? Because you're literally going to fuck with me mentally. To the point where I'm going to question myself. I'm going to press. I'm going to try and do things that maybe I wouldn't normally do because I'm not confident. And because I want to be the very best that I can be. This is me talking. I'm not even talking about Jameis right now. So when I have a leadership or management, you know, poking buttons and trying to get in my head because they think psychologically that's going to motivate me, it doesn't. It sends me into a downward spiral to where I have to pivot and get out of it. And maybe the same is true for Jameis. Maybe Dirk Cutter was trying to motivate him by pressing his buttons. The best motivators understand that not every person can be motivated the same way. Bobby Bowden said that best. And to think that you're just going to motivate Jameis Winston by having him question himself and question others and question this and question that. God, I'm starting to look back and say, damn, maybe Jameis played extremely better than what he should have been playing or how he should have been playing based on everything that was held against him behind the scenes. Say what you want. I want Jameis to succeed because if he doesn't succeed, the Bucs aren't going to succeed. Period. At least until they find another quarterback. And I don't know about you, but I'd rather them succeed earlier than later. Now, some of you might just be anti-Jameis. And if you're anti-Jameis, you're not a Bucs fan. You're not, because you're more focused on one player than you are the entire team. I mean, if the time comes to where they have to get rid of Jameis Winston, okay, so be it. It didn't work. But for the time being, I want him to be successful, and I want him to be the quarterback that takes us to the Super Bowl. Is it bad to root for my team to win? I don't think so. And that's why I do hope that there was something psychological going on behind the scenes. And that Bruce Arians coming in and showing a commitment to Jameis Winston and Jameis doing the same thing to his coach. You want to win in the NFL? Your coach and GM have to be on the same page. And your coach and your quarterback have to be on the same page. The Bucs have an early advantage right now. Bruce Arians has known Jason Light and Jameis Winston for a very long period of time. Now it's time to put it all together and get the most out of it. As Jameis said, it's been time. It's been time. The talent is there. Even with the players I talked about in the last podcast getting rid of, to get another 45-50, and I looked at some of the numbers during the week as well. Maybe my numbers were even a little low. But you're not talking about getting rid of a boatload of players. Maybe five to get $50 million in cap room. And to still not be that far away. And again, stop looking at cap room and thinking, oh my God, how are they going to afford? How are they going to afford this guy? How are they going to afford that guy? Teams afford players every year, okay? The Saints have been acquiring players every year for the past 5 years with no cap room. None. Okay? There are loopholes. There's gray area. There's way to move money around that much smarter people than you, maybe me, are able to get accomplished. So, if they want to re-sign one of their own guys, they'll do it. If they've got the money to go out and they want a guy and they want him bad enough, they'll find the money to get him. Now, they're going to get all these players that Jenna Lane said that they could go after? Probably not. But I think that there are a few on here that you can get at a very affordable price. But I think, listen, tops on the list, and I'd be surprised if this isn't a done deal. And listen, this has nothing to do with Justin Evans or Jordan Whitehead. This has a lot to do with a guy who just has a knack for the ball, being around the ball, turnovers, and knowing this aggressive style of defense. Tyrann Mathieu has got to be one of the number one targets once free agency starts almost mid-March. Has to. 1 year deal with the Texans after spending time with the Cardinals and Todd Bowles and Bruce Arians. Arians took a shot on him when he drafted him several years ago, and I could see Tyrann Mathieu coming in and being a hybrid player. He could play safety. He could come down in the slot. He could help Vernon Hargraves. Maybe bring him on as a slot corner. Maybe help the safeties back. I mean, there's a lot of things Tyrann Mathieu can bring to this defense outside of tremendous talent and ball skills, which this defense needs. I still think that they need a veteran corner. And I would love, God, I'd love somehow, some way, find some sort of deal for Patrick Peterson. Ugh, it's just, I just can't stop thinking about it. Something to get him that does not involve a first round pick. And I want to say he's like 29, so might not. I'd have to look deeper at that. But Tyrann Mathieu is a free agent. I say 100% yes. Next guy on Jenna Lane's list also has to be 100%. I get it. Cairo Santos came in, made some field goals. This organization has been cursed. Cursed. Ever since Mark Domenech decided he no longer needed Matt Bryant as his kicker, going with Connor Barth and then whomever and whomever and whomever. Matt Bryant has gone on to the Falcons and has pretty much made every field goal he's attempted. There are concerns over his health. He was injured last season. But Bryant, who will turn 44 in May, still kicking at a high level. He really is. And for an organization that has not been able to find a kicker since they let Matt Bryant go, I don't see any problem in signing a guy who's going to be 44 next year to kick the football, to bring some energy, and give the Bucs a buffer to finding their next kicker rather than them having to be desperate. Matt Bryant won't last a long time kicking, but bring him back, break the curse, let him retire with this organization, and then once the curse is broken, you can find a true kicker to be more of a long-term solution. So yes, Matt Bryant should be back with this team this season and hopefully next season. Give him 2 years. 2 years of kicking with Bruce Arians. Next name, Jenna Lane's list. Makes a lot of sense. John Brown, wide receiver. Went to the Ravens, 4.3 speed. Was a draft pick by Arians in Arizona. If DeSean Jackson, fingers crossed, has shown the door, then a John Brown with that kind of speed to stretch the field in an offense that suits him well, an offense that he knows well, at a much more affordable price of probably, I would say probably around $5 million, as opposed to the 10 or 11 DeSean Jackson was supposed to get, would be a great signing. Great signing to go with Godwin, to go with Mike Evans, re-signing Adam Humphries. Absolutely. Without hesitation. But I will say this. Adam Humphries is one of, if not the top offseason priority. Yeah, offense figuring out offensive line and this and that. They've got their coach figuring out a new contract for Adam Humphries is vital. Vital. especially if you can figure out a coach who can use him even better than he was previously used. Are you kidding me? You don't think offensive coaches around the NFL look at Adam Humphries and think, holy shit, what I could... He's just like Julian Edelman. I mean, he runs phenomenal routes, but also speed to break off long runs. Tremendous route runner. Can get open, work the middle of the field, get you first downs. He is vital to this team's success. Get him re-signed. But I like the John Brown stretch the field acquisition. The next player on Jenna Lane's list. Some might agree with this and some might not. I agree with it. Because when I take everything into account, most likely a one-year deal, most likely low salary, prove it contract, maybe incentives. Bruce Arians gives players second chance. This position is so desperate for talent. And when you've got somebody, when you've got somebody with the talent of Kareem Hunt out there, and a new coach coming in, like I said, if there was ever a time for this organization to make some bold moves that might be questionable to the public, now's the time to do it. You ride this hot hand. Bruce Arians at the Lightning game on Saturday night, all everyone hooting and hollering, just the buzz around the area, not just for the Lightning, but Bruce Arians, the Bucks' new coach, just going to a Lightning game, wearing a Lightning jersey and everything. People are starting to gravitate towards this guy. And I'm not saying you just come in and just start just throwing shit against the wall. But if you feel you need a running back and you watch Peyton Barber and you're like, good, not a featured back, please. Anyone that has played the game of football, watched the game of football for an extended period of time, will tell you that Peyton Barber is nowhere near an elite or even feature NFL running back. Feature NFL running back. He is a reserve, okay? He's a guy you want on your roster, but he is not lighting it up. He is not a threat by any means necessary. And if Bruce Arians wants a balanced attack, he better figure out a way to run the football. Yeah, it falls on the offensive line, but it also falls on the running back. You got Ronald Jones, you got Peyton Barber, but if there's a guy in Kareem Hunt out there that I can get very cheaply with a very short leash to where if he does anything wrong, he's gone, why would you not take advantage of that? Next player on Jenna Lane's list, I don't want to go too long, is Preston Brown. Linebacker, he can play 3-4, he can play 4-3, he can move around, he's a bigger guy. You know, I don't know where the Bucks stand with Kwon Alexander coming off an ACL. Oh, he's showing all these things about what he's working out and rehabbing. Oh, yeah, so is every other player that's injured, okay? I don't get up in arms over that kind of shit. You don't need to show me that you're working out. I would hope that you're working out every day. I would hope. That's what's happening. I'm more excited about Kendall Beckwith in this defense. Attacking physical style of defense. Lavonte David, yeah, I think they could use some more linebackers. I don't know if Preston Brown's that guy. And it's not a dire need. So this is the one where I'm kind of like, yeah, I mean, maybe it's Preston Brown, maybe it's somebody else. But yeah, I could see it. Okay, moving on. Speaking of linebackers. Deion Buchanan. See, this makes maybe even a little more sense than Preston Brown for the sheer fact that Buchanan, again, ties to Bulls, ties to Arians, you know, bigger safety who was converted to maybe a more of a hybrid linebacker, can run around, can blitz, can attack. They used him in that hybrid role out there in Arizona, and they could very well use him the same way here. Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. And I would say I would lean more towards this than Preston Brown. And offensive tackles, she throws Darrell Williams out there. She throws Juwan James out there. I'm curious how much they like Leonard Wester. I'm curious what they're going to do at guard. Do they like Kappa? I can't imagine that they like Caleb Benenach. I think the left side of the line is fine. We'll talk. I mean, the debate on Donovan Smith is probably a podcast in itself. Do you re-sign him? Do you franchise him? Do you not? But, you know, again, those last few ones, I'm kind of like, eh, I think they need a veteran corner to help balance the young corners. I think they could use more depth at linebacker. If they gut the defensive line, which they very well could, they'll probably need some defensive linemen as well, especially linemen that are going to fit more of this 3-4 hybrid type defense. So throw all that in there. But I just wanted to, I mean, I thought Jenna did a great job with this article because, like I said, I think Kareem Hunt, John Brown, Matt Bryant, Tyrann Mathieu all make a ton of sense. You throw in Deion Buchanan. I mean, you're not going out. I think when you look at the top 50 list of free agents, Tyrann Mathieu is probably going to be the highest on there. And I don't even know if he's going to crack the top 10 when it's all said and done. I mean, he was a guy who signed a one-year deal last year. So he wasn't a highly sought-after player after being cut. So I'm going to look at this and say this would be, I think, a great free agency period for the Bucs if they got a few of these players. But I don't think that they would be hitting a home run in terms of the rest of the league and be the darling, which I think finally for this organization is a good thing. You don't have to win the offseason. You have to do what's right in the offseason to then win in the regular season. Oof. All right. I got high hopes for this team, you know? It's all we've had over the last few weeks since they hired Bruce Arians. It brought back that hope. We're going to bring back some Bucks takes. They're next. We hear from you, the Bucks fans. This is Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored.
I love that song, man. I love that song before all this shit has gone down with the Bucks in a good way. Now it's kind of turning into my personal theme song for 2019. I listen to that song every single morning. It's upbeat, it's positive, high hopes. It puts me in the right mindset going in to start my day. Because I attack every day and I want to be the greatest I can every day and achieve the best results I can every day at my job. So I listen to that song, but now I listen to it, I'm like, high hopes. I got high hopes for high hopes for the Bucks. Let's do this. Man. I don't want to have to, you know, do the Bucks marketing job again, but Panic at the Disco opening day or something like that. I don't know if it would cost them all that much. I actually think it would be a lot of fun. Dare I say. Ooh, or the Bucks could put together some big, you know, pre-regular season party. Well, I guess I'm already doing something like that. But I don't have the money to hire Panic at the Disco, so the Bucks wanted to fork over that money, I'd be willing to be interested in doing that. Anyway, have not heard from this guy in a long time. But that just means he's got a long Bucks take for us with a whole lot of passion. We go to the frigid Midwest. Hello, Will.
Justin! Will in the Midwest, man. It's time for the fucking Bucks take. I know it's been a hot minute, man, but I was just listening to your most recent podcast and was hearing you talking about, you know, purging the players who, you know, are less desirable and could allow us to free up some cap space. And I know you didn't want to use the term dead weight. Well, I'll fucking go ahead and do it. Motherfuckers are dead weight, especially Jared McCoy. I don't give a fuck who's tickling this ball sack. I mean, look at his numbers, dude. Just type in NFL.com, career stats, and then in a separate tab, pull up Aaron Donald. And in half of the time, Gerald's been in the league for fucking 10 years. Fucking Donald's been in the league for about 5. He's already eclipsed his fucking numbers. Now, I'm not trying to say that we should expect him to be Aaron Donald. But the fact of the fucking matter is that we're still paying the motherfucker $13 to $14 million fucking dollars to do jack fucking shit. So, Gerald, thank you. Hey, I enjoy DC and Marvel Comics just as much as the next person. I think you have a good personality. You have a good heart. Whatnot. Just fucking be gone. You know, be fucking gone. You know, so I want production. And I think that we can fucking invest into something highly or with a lot more talent than Gerald McCoy. And be able to apply that money somewhere else. So that's just my opinion. The other thing that bothers me when I read on Twitter and Bleacher Report and shit like that is how, you know, Bucko Bruce wants to keep DeSean Jackson around. I understand he is a speedster. He does have his, you know, abilities and talents. But the fact of the matter is, man, it's him and Jameis. Dude, they don't see eye to eye. I think there's more behind the scenes of what we actually fucking know. You can just kind of feel it. Him fucking, you know, commenting on Falcons and Saints fan shit, saying, oh, I know, you know, word to God and shit. Like, you know, like fucking dude, the guy needs to fucking go. He's a fucking cancer in the locker room. And I don't want Bruce Arians' fucking tenure to start out with a bad taste in his mouth because he decided to keep around some fucking punk ass bitch. You know, and for one, him being about, you know, $11 million. I mean, dude, you can go out and get fucking John Brown probably for half the price. He's got speed. You know what I'm saying? Jameis Winston clearly has no other fucking issues hitting other receivers. I'm not saying he's the most accurate quarterback because he's not, but I'm talking about he hits Mike deep. He hits fucking Chris Godwin deep. Fuck, he hits fucking what's-his-face from Florida State fucking, you know what I mean? I can't even fucking think of his name off the top of my head. He hits everybody. He hits everybody. He has no problem. But what DeSean he does, there's, you know, I think there's a common denominator there, and it's not fucking Jameis Winston. So anyways, shout out to the sponsors, B4, Bricados, Mastro Subaru, Headlines Barbershop, Christian, Buffalo Wild Wings, Cigar City. Anyways, I know it's been a while, man. I've been thinking of you all, just sitting back, listening to the podcast. I was one of those poor folks who just got so down about the season last year. All I've been doing is listening to the podcast and not sending in shit. But hey, here it is. It's just around the corner. New season, new hope. And we got a bad motherfucker as a fucking head coach. So anyways, take care, brother Justin. I love you all. Go Bucks, baby! Yeah!
Yeah, you got it, Will. Always good, man. It is good to hear the excitement back in the voices of you Bucks fans out there. It has been a while. It has been a grind. It has beaten us down, but we are starting to rise back up, and it's not just a new hope. We got high hopes. High, high hopes, Will, and we're going to ride it as long as we can. Thank you for the Bucks take. Always love the passion you bring. Yousef is up next. What up, Yousef?
Hey, Justin. This is Yousef out here in Phoenix. Been doing some thinking about the Bucks mob. And I don't remember who it was, whether it was you or someone else, that mentioned that, you know, Bruce Arians has that look of a mob boss. And it got me thinking, why don't we try to get the mob boss, Bruce Arians, on this podcast? I'm not saying that he has to make a big appearance or he has to be interviewed, but like a Bucks take or a call-in, I don't know. I think it would be pretty awesome. This may sound too far-fetched or whatever, and in my head it sounds too unrealistic, but I'm just throwing this out there, Justin. I think it would be awesome. I think to have the kind of look that he has, that charm, that attitude that he has, I mean, he fits the bill. And I think it would be cool some way, somehow. And I know we're only kind of a fan-based kind of podcast, and we don't have all the media credentials and all that like Ira Kaufman does, but I think it would be quite a feat if we could do that some way, somehow. Anyways, Justin, just throwing that out there, and you know, keep up the good work on the podcast. Hope that draft party goes well. And if you're ever in Phoenix, man, look me up. It'd be cool to hang out with you. All right, Justin. See ya.
Appreciate you, Yousef. I actually think I'm heading out to Tempe in April or May. So I think I've got Tempe and Miami that month. And then March, I think I have Charlotte and Louisiana. I don't know. Anyway, so if I make it out there, I will definitely try and connect with you. Listen, I work for a living. I have a tremendous career. I put in a lot of hours there, and that's why sometimes I'll record in my car, just because I just don't have enough time in the day to be able to do the podcast. So I'm not one. I don't really have any interest in interviews. If one pops up, if I'm given the opportunity, I'll go. But you know, I don't want to have the X's and O's interview. You know, if somebody wants to come on here and shoot the shit with me, I'm happy to do so. But you know, I don't. You know, hey, let me get to the bottom of this. You know, that I'm not a reporter anymore. I did that for a long time and really didn't enjoy it all that much. So I let the other people ask the questions, the X's and O's questions. So if the Joes want to get Arians, or Ira Kaufman wants to get Arians, and that's the way they want to do it, then so be it. You know, I'm fairly certain the Bucks don't want to put, you know, even though he's got quite the mouth on him, I don't know if they want to put any players on with me, or Bruce Arians on with me, because it's an uncensored podcast and I could say, oh, fuck, or cock, or shit, or I don't, but dick, or fucking bitch. I don't know. I could say anything I want on this podcast, and maybe they don't. It's not everyone's cup of tea, just what I'm saying. So I let other people do the interviews. I like to talk to the players. I like to interact with the players and coaches and whatnot. But I'm not desperate for interviews. If they're interested, I'm interested. If not, I don't care. I'm good. You know, this is a podcast for the fans. So if I can get them on, great. But mostly, I think it's great for us to all interact and talk to each other and talk about other people. That's what this is all about, really. All right, who's up next? David? What up, David?
Hey, Commission, it's David and Brandon. Just got done listening to your Wednesday podcast, and am speaking to you from my car as well. So there's that. Hey, you had asked for a take on who to get rid of, and you're going to get mad at me, I think, but hey, you asked. You know, I'm happy to hear that there's finally chatter about McCoy not needing to be here. I've been saying for a while, you know, if the NFL is so big on him, trade him. Let's trade him and get something for him, because, I mean, he has not helped our defense. And so the other player that I think needs to be gone, and I think most Buccaneer fans are not quite there yet, is Jameis. Listen, I understand that him and Bruce have a long relationship. I don't think it's a matter of Jameis not having the tools. I think it's more of a is he coachable thing. Does he have it between the ears, quite frankly? And it doesn't matter how talented he is, if he doesn't listen to Bruce, then what does it matter? Say Dirk just wasn't coaching him well. Well, if we recall, one of the main reasons why Dirk got the head coach position was because of his relationship with Jameis. I know now we hear Dirk never wanted him here to begin with, but I don't know. I hope I'm wrong. You know, I'm a Florida State fan. I'm a Bucks fan. I want him to succeed. If he succeeds, the team succeeds. He had a lot of good games last year, but if we're honest, a lot of those good games came after the mistakes that he was involved with, turnovers and whatnot. So anyway, I think if there's a team that'll trade for him, I think we do it. And, you know, maybe we look at the Heisman Trophy winning QB if he's going to, in fact, play football. Anyway, listen, that's my two cents. Don't be too hard on me. I look forward to the draft. Between now and then, though, I look forward to listening to more of your podcasts. Appreciate what you do. Appreciate the sponsors. Take care.
I am not going to be hard on you at all. You are entitled to your opinion, much like everyone else. But David, you said something where I had to scratch my head a little bit. You said, if there's a team out there willing to trade for Jameis, which, by the way, I can guarantee you that there is, I mean, at least five. There's at least five teams that would probably give their first round pick right now for Jameis Winston. Five. And I am just guessing. But I don't think it's, first off, there are no quarterbacks available in free agency, and there are none in the draft. Zero. Okay, please. Haskins. Kyler Murray. I mean, Jameis just turned 25. I don't know how old they are, but aren't you running into the same kind of, I don't know. I do not believe there is 1 percent. Not even a second, not even one thought of trading Jameis Winston. So don't hold your breath on that. Don't hold your breath for Kyler Murray. Not going to happen. And Jameis Winston's going to be your quarterback. So I think we have all just maybe wasted a little bit of breath over the last 3 minutes. But if we can all just come to that realization that Jameis Winston will be the Buccaneers quarterback for the 2019 season and likely for the foreseeable future after that, then we can all move forward with new opinions and new debates. Because that one, pretty much over. At least for the rest of this year. Okay? Good. Thanks, David. Alexander is our last Bucks take before we wrap it up and get ready for the rest of the week ahead. Hello, Alexander.
Yo, Justin. Alexander from Brazil here. Justin or Jason. I'm kind of confused.
Jason!
Hey, man. How you doing? Hope you're well. Hi, Bucks mom. How you doing, guys? And girls. I know I've been absent from the podcast sending my takes because this end of 2018 has been a little crazy for me, but here I am, and I love Booker Bruce, love. I love the passion that he's bringing in. I love the attack mentality he's trying to put in place here, and I know I said this last year and the year before and the year before and the year before, but that's who I am. Okay, I believe in this team. I hope we can win some fucking games this fucking season. And I'm really looking forward to the free agency and the draft. And draft party details, Justin. Because that's all I have. The details, to listen and to get excited to the draft party because I won't be able to go this year again, but who knows? Welcome to the fucking family!
Oh, man, Alexander, we're going to miss you at the Bucks Uncensored draft party this year, but like you said, who knows? Welcome to the fucking family. Nice. Thanks for all the Bucks takes. Thanks for checking out this episode of Bucks Uncensored. We'll be back on Wednesday with another episode. As we get closer and closer to the combine, we'll try and get Luke Easterling to send in some Bucks takes as well on some of the players that we should be keeping an eye out for. And then Luke and I will definitely try and hook up at maybe a Bricado's Saturday lunch and record a nice long podcast for y'all, either probably right after the combine to talk about the players that really stood out for him and some of the players that we should be keen on heading into draft season for the Bucks. So stay on the lookout for that. And then right after the combine, you got a couple weeks, then free agency, and then we are rocking and rolling, flying all the way to the NFL draft. Thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. They are the title sponsor of Bucks Uncensored. They are the home of the 2019 Bucks Uncensored draft party and home to several other events we will be throwing in 2019 all at Buffalo Wild Wings all across the Bay Area. So we thank them for being a major part of the Bucks Mob and Bucks Uncensored and being a tremendous host with great food, great drinks, and great entertainment. It is a place where they embrace the whole blow the roof off this motherfucker, okay? When we come together, when we get together, we are loud as fuck, okay? You better have a roof that can hold this many people. Buffalo Wild Wings has just that. They proved it last year. We weren't able to blow the roof off that motherfucker last year, but I guarantee you we are going to try to do just that this year. So thank you to Buffalo Wild Wings for being so loyal to us, but for being a gracious host for us as well. Thanks to Mastro Subaru, the dealership that is giving you a discount just for being a Bucks fan and a member of the Bucks Mob. Go to their location in Orlando or right here in Tampa. Check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Tell them you're a member of the Bucks Mob and you get price off your car. So if you're looking for just that little bit to get you the price point that you're looking to get to, boom, Bucks Mob member gets you right to where you want to be. It's that simple. Mastro Subaru. Check them out at MastroSubaru.com. Thanks to Christian at Headlines Barbershop. We love Headlines. It's where I go to get my hair done right. You can do the same. You download their app, find the location nearest you. They got locations all across the Bay Area, including their newest one, which will be in Brandon. You can also make an appointment online. I recommend making an appointment every single time I've gone to get my hair done by Mr. Christian. They are loaded. I mean, packed, because it is the most popular barbershop in town. It is Headlines Barbershop. Thank you, Christian. His products, Tomb 45, you can check that out at tomb45.com. Thanks to each and every one of you. Even in the slowest of times, even this time last year, thousands upon thousands still listening to every episode. You cannot get enough Buccaneer football, and trust me, I'm as excited as each and every one of you. So I want to thank every one of you. Thank you to the loyal Bucks fans that have been with this podcast from its inception, to the original stick carriers. And if you are just joining the podcast for the first time, you're like, you know what? I love this Bucks Mob. I am a Bucks Mob member. I want to be a member of the Mob. Okay, I want to create a mob scene. I want to get loud as fuck at my stadium. I want to take back Ray J. I want to cheer on my Bucks. And I want to bring the playoffs back to Tampa. Then I got one thing to say to you. Welcome to the fucking family.